Good afternoon, Buckstown. That's where we are. Good. Of course, you know, when we come here, we have a great deal of fun, meet some wonderful people, and get a chance to talk about the bargains. And it also gives us another opportunity to meet again very charming Melissa. How are you doing, my dear?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. Now, you know, shopping these days is an important thing for a lot of people in terms of the price of the products, but also the whole question of protocols, very important. And here at Eddie's, you can rest assured that once you come, you got to do what everybody is saying to do. Indeed, now, to buck up on.
Yes, you do. As soon as you come in the door, we have our sanitizing machine. We have where you can take your temperature. We have two thermometers to take your temperature, and we have three sanitizing machines. You sanitize, you do the necessary procedures. You come in, you get a trolley, which is sanitized. The baskets are sanitized also. When you finish doing your shopping and get to the cashier, the counter is also sanitized before you start to put up your groceries and get your items checked. And after you're finished shopping, getting your items checked with the cashier, they also sanitize again.
That is very impressive, I must tell you. When I saw it a moment ago, I said, well, every customer who puts down a trolley, it is sanitized anew.
Yes, it is.
Now, today, you got some big things happening around here. I understand if you spend $400 or more, there's some wonderful things for you.
Yes, you get a free non-alcoholic wine and you also get a free flash drive.
Good. So that flash drive is being provided by my man out there,
DJ Radar.
Radar crew. And then, of course, you're going to get a chance to enjoy a wonderful wine. Let's take our usual stroll. Melissa, you usually take me into the areas where you see the best of everything here at Eddie's Supermarket. And I must tell you that already there's quite a large gathering here, people doing the shopping. And we have gone straight to the area where there's the Clayton's Cola Tonic, first of all. Let's talk about that. I'm seeing a huge bottle of Clayton's Cola Tonic.
Yes, it is. And we also have a special on it in store, which is
$16.44. $16.44. How big is that?
That is a 750 ml.
750 milliliters. So you can come here and get your Clayton's Cola Tonic. Some people like to have that alone, and the other persons use that as a mixer.
Yes, they do.
Now, apart from that, I'm noticing that you've got various and wide selection of drinks that can be served at your home once you are relaxing on an evening like this, or maybe even when you are inviting friends.
Yes, we do. We also have the Campari, which is a regular request now. We also have our local made Shalana's wines. Very, very good.
The local Shalana's wines here. What sort of prices are we looking at?
We're looking at $17.
And there are different flavors, aren't they?
Yes, you can get spinach, you can get grape, red apple, tamarind, plantain, sugarcane, rice, and lots more.
Lots more. Can you imagine that? You've got a wide range of Shalana's wines made locally. And that again shows how the friends here are supporting.
We also have the Dunks flavor as well.
You have the Dunks flavor here as well, I tell you. Now, let's continue to look at what's available. El Dorado Espresso.
Yes, this is a creamy liqueur and it's very, very lovely.
Now, I'm going to ask you in a little while about the harder beverages. I'm going to be asking you about your rum and your whiskey and that sort of thing. We're going to get there. But then you also have port wine and the old John D. Taylor's.
Yes, we have the port wine, the velvet Falernum, and also the white Falernum. So if you're looking to make your great cakes and stuff like that, come on down. We have the items here for you.
Everything for you. And then, of course, there are things that when you come, you'll see for yourself. Champagne, the full work. I mean, if you don't have a full stock, the place to come to really stock up is Eddie's in Spikestown.
Yes, it is. We have a wide variety of our wines, which you have Barefoot, you have Obiqua, you have Sutterholm, you have Hardy's.
Wow, I tell you. Sorry about that, madam. Good afternoon to you.
also Verde. That is a very special one. Mm-hmm. Come in a lot of flavors also.
Wow, you're really going to come here and see for yourself the wide variety of lovely drinks that I'm sure both females and males enjoy. Let us go over now to the other department. This is the department, I don't think that Maurice is very familiar with this department, so I'm going to take him into this department, where, of course, you've got a wide range again, a wide range of some of the brands that we hear all over Barbados.
Yes, you can have your Mount Gay, your O'Brien, your Alinatha, ESA Fields, the Mount Gay Extra Oil. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. a very special one.
That is one you find a lot of people like?
Yes, they're requesting that often, so often that we run out of stock of it.
Wow. So what about the One-Eye Man?
That's a special also. That's a specialty.
So you can come here and get all the beverages. You've got the good old Alinatha White Rum that's still around.
Yes, and it's still special also.
Right, and at a price, of course, that people can afford. There's a new rum on the market. Well, it's not that new. I mean, there's one called Diamond that I find a lot of people now prefer.
Yes, it comes in also white and brown, but I find the people prefer the white.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Definitely, they do. So if you want to step up again, you can go to your Smirnoff. And I'm noticing that you've got here, remind us of that.
That's Cotsper Splash. Mm-hmm. You have it in pineapple, coconut, citrus mango, and pineapple, and also green apple.
I tell you, everything you'll need. As a matter of fact, it isn't too early to start thinking in terms of the holidays and independence and even the Republic. It is not too late to think in terms of stocking up. And you've also got a good mixer there, Angostura bitters.
Yes, that's a wonderful mixture.
Wow, it's all here for you. Look, you guys have to come and see for yourself. It's all here at Eddie's. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll tell you more about the wonderful bargains at Eddie's in Spikestown.
Okay, and interestingly, Larry, you gave us that break just when they're running race number two at the Garrison Savannah. Let's take it in.
Right now is indeed Riddick. As they turn right-handed and come down the stretch for the
King
first
of the Valley.
Time.
That's the early
and
two.
It is on the ducking inside.
Along
is
on the rails is soul to soul. Then comes is Visionary. Is soul to soul.
In third position
backing
is King of the Valley.
Is Brighton Bell and Black Rock. One.
Then comes Visionary.
On the outside is Scarface.
Indeed.
Then comes
the turn right-handed and come down the stretch for the King of the Valley.
That's the early
and
two.
It is on the inside as they go to the 5.5 along marker. And it is soul to soul in front with young Deshaun Gaskin with just about 5 furlongs to run. He's in front by 2 lengths. Provence is in second. In third position is Visionary, who's tracking them nicely. Coming along the rails comes Sensational. King of the Valley can see them on the outside. Then comes on the inside is Black Rock. Moving up nicely is Shake Them Up Noble. Then comes Riddick. Backing out is Black Rock, and Rockley is the last one as they go just before they go to the Brigade House. And 3 furlongs to run. And it is Sensational who takes over, followed by Stable Companion Provence. Soul to Soul's run has ended. On the outside coming now with a good run is Scarface. Shake Them Up Noble has just been given a call, and he's gone after them. Visionary is also getting some encouragement, as well as Rockley, as they come in the quarter pole. And Afri Ward has sent Sensational to the wire. Will he be able to do it? Here he comes. It's all Sensational. Provence is running on the inside. Here comes Shake Them Up Noble, but it is Sensational. Ward is looking around. He thinks he has it won. It is in all over Barda shouting. Sensational wins it beautifully. On the inside was Riddick. Then it was on the outside was Shake Them Up Noble. On then it was Visionary, Soul to Soul, Brighton Bell, and the last one to hit the wire was King of the Valley in 155-1. In a moment, we have the unofficial placings for you.
Okay, we'll get you those official placings later on as we continue in our Saturday afternoon, Super Saturday. Remember earlier on, race number one was won by Queen Justina. That's horse number 3 in that first race of the day. Queen Justina coming in first, followed by No Boss No, horse number 5. And then Gay Z, horse number 1 coming third, And impeachment horse number four coming in fourth. Time now 1:41. We are in Spikestown at Eddie's with Larry Mears.
And I'm still here with Melissa, and she is now going to tell us all about the bargains that are currently available. These are extra special bargains.
Yes, we have some Camp Plus. Those are $1.99. You have your Regal Rice at $7.99. You have your E Vienna sausages at $1.99. You have your elbows and your spaghetti at $1.75 and $1.69. You have the Lucozade in the can at $1.99. You get some Sunshine Cornflakes at $9.54. Sunshine Frosted Flakes at $9.99. You have your Caribbean flavor cool juices. $1.99. Ideally, toilet paper is only 89 cents. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Mom's Kitchen Towel, that is $2.50. And we have a sweet milk named Golden Dawn, which is $2.20. Then you have some bath soap, where you have some fruity flavors at 79 cents. You have your Dove shampoo and conditioner, $4.99 each. We have a drink named Guarana Drink at 99 cents. Oil cool drinks are also 99 cents. You have your Turbo drinks at $1.99. Pure Heaven non-alcoholic wines at $8.99, and of course the Clayton's Cola Tonic $16.44.
How are you guys able to lower these prices at a time when everybody's complaining that the price of things are going up?
Well, we try to make some deals with our suppliers and get some items, buy more items, and try to get in that special price.
Good, you've got a good breakfast. It is a flake there at nine something, the Sunshine Corn Flakes.
Yes, only $9.54.
Good. And tell me a bit more about this new milk that you've got.
It is a sweet milk. Mm-hmm. You know, you're accustomed to the Sunsweet milk, but right. This is the Golden Dawn sweet milk.
Golden Dawn sweet milk. And that's how we used to call it in the village in the old days, yeah? It is a very special milk because, well, it does... For families, particularly who are under pressure, you don't have to buy sugar.
True.
So once you're mixing that tea or coffee or whatever, you're good to go. We're going to move from this very comfortable area now, where it's very cool and nice, to another area here where we've got seasonings and different types of seasonings. Tell me about this.
Yes, you have your Bajan seasoning, your jerk seasoning. You have your no pepper seasoning. If you're diabetic, we also have diabetic seasoning. We have premium blend and some mild seasoning also.
And that's important because some people don't like it too hot. And then again, some people don't like pepper at all.
Exactly. And we also have the chicken and pork seasoning also. So if you want to season up your fish, mm-hmm. your chicken, your pork, you name it, we have the seasonings for it.
And some people like to mix the jerk seasoning with the traditional seasoning as well.
Yes, they do. Give it another flavor also.
Right, good. Now, I'm noticing that you've got various sizes.
Yes, you can have the bottles, which is the 340 gram. You have the packages, which are the 180 gram. Mm-hmm. You can have the 1 liter, the half gallon, or the 1 liter.
So, seasoning galore. And come down to Eddie's in Spikestown, and you'll meet Melissa and the rest of the team. And they'll direct you to where the bargains are. Now, let's continue. You know I like to come into your meat department. Melissa, I'm so impressed with the turkey wings particularly. And I can speak to that not only by seeing them, but having eaten them as well. Really nice.
Yes, they're very lovely. So you can have your turkey wings whole or you can have them cut up. Like if you want to do a stew. Very lovely.
That is the beautiful thing about it. You can purchase them just like this pot that I'm seeing here with two lovely wings that you can bake right away. Some people don't like them cut up, you know. I'm not one of the people. I don't like it cut up. I like to have them baked.
Yes. Sometimes the big ones are nice, but if you want to do a good stew, you go for the cut ones.
All right. Good stew. So... It's not too early to think in terms of your hams for Christmas, for Republic Day, for Independence Day, my friend. You can get them here at Eddie's Trading.
Yes, you can. And they're very lovely. These ones are the Farmer's Choice picnic hams. Mm-hmm. And they're a reasonable size. And they are still not too pricey. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They will suit your pocket.
Suit your pocket, for sure. I'm looking at them here. Now, as they look away to my left, pardon me, we're going to get back to the meats, but I'm seeing some lovely cucumbers. What a pound are these going?
Well, those are 5 pounds. It's only $2.99.
$2.99. And you say that we have 5 pounds?
Yes, please.
So, for those persons who are thinking of doing pickle maybe next Saturday, come and get these quickly. And if you want to include cucumber as part of your vegetable arrangement for lunch tomorrow, they're here. $2.99 for a pack of 5 pounds. Can we talk about the chickens in the corner over here? We have some of the customers with their trolley ram, actually. These people in here are really purchasing, and that's good. Talk about the chicken here.
We have your whole chicken. You can get your chicken wings, but not the full pack of chicken wings. It's just some of the chicken that are cut up. Mm-hmm. You have your chopped meats. You have your tenders. You have your gizzards, your feet, your livers, and grade B also.
Good. You got a good size chicken here for a very reasonable price too.
Only $14. Where can you get another set of chicken like that?
That's what I'm thinking myself. Where can you get that size chicken? I mean, and this, you got to come down to Eddie's here in Spikestown. So then you can get your whole chicken, and then you've got them cut up nicely. I see you've got the drumsticks as well. Let's talk about all that.
And another specialty also are the chicken backs. Bajans love their chicken backs.
Come on. Chicken backs, where are they? Oh, here they are, nicely packaged. And I'm noticing that they're moving very quickly too.
Yes, they are.
So come and get your chicken box. Then just about that, chicken feet galore.
Chicken feet, chicken gizzards, chicken necks, you name it, we have it all.
Well, we've got to take another break. Can't take in all this at one time. So let's take another break here. We're live at Eddie's in Spikestown.
Obstacles before, I got to pray some more. I got to try and forget about it. I never say I'm perfect, and yes, I fall, but I'm gone again. See, my journey will never go in vain. No, no, and that's why I gotta push. We gotta push and go through. We gonna push. We gotta push and go through. We gonna push. We gonna push and go through all the way. Yeah, yeah. When my
push and go through. Well, a sensational push then went through and won race number two at the Garrison Savannah. Sensational. Horse number seven came in first. Second was Shake Them Up Noble. Shake Them Up Noble, second place. That's horse number four. And third was Riddick. Not yet clear who came in fourth. So we have the first horse, Sensational. Second, Shake Them Up Noble. And third was Riddick. So we'll be able to tell you who came in fourth next time we check on that information. But with the time of 1:52, more from Eddie's and Spikestown.
And I've got the big man with me, Mr. Edwards. Anthony, how are you doing?
For me, Larry, I'm great.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah, and how are you doing?
I am hanging in with the strong ones like yourself.
That's great. And I know directly that I am strong. I like to be strong. And I'm going to stay strong.
Good. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. These are challenging times, though, for all people in business like yourself. The COVID-19, people now trying to ramp up, trying again to ask persons to be even more careful than they were before. You've got all your protocols in place. Indeed, you've got more than one machine out there, you see, for taking temperature and for sanitizing and all that. But how is it affecting you here?
Honestly, Larry, when this first started, we had humorous fights with the general public. Because dealing with the general public, you know directly is not easy. When it comes on to like protocol, maybe we not accustomed to protocol, we just ignore it. Because Larry, protocol, if you even tell a man, pleasant morning to you, he look at you like a stranger. Mm-hmm. If you tell some ladies, thank you, you look nice, that's an offense. So you really don't know where to go. But in this pandemic time, if you listen to the broadcast last night, all the authorities asking you to do is to do what you're supposed to do in order to keep yourself actually safe. Because if you listen to the numbers that actually is affected, it is no worse than when it first started. So that means that if we get more educate more people about how the virus operating, somewhere along the line they may get it. Even if you look at front, I got humus sanitizers at the all of my entrance. Temperatures. Sometimes you have to call the guard to put back out some people.
Whoa.
Really rageous to fight. I just can't really handle it right now because it's difficult. And in this time, we are spending more money into trying to actually get the enemy. For instance, if you look at the sanitizer and sanitizers around, 1 gallon of sanitizer cost me $85. I can use that in at least a day and a half. So look at the outlets I got. Look at the outlets that I have sanitizers and temperature gauges and everything at. Then you have to even hire security now to manage it, to make sure when the authorities advertising and investing on all the radio station, what we supposed to do when we home and when we left home. We ain't getting it yet.
What about staff? A lot of people are saying that they're really feeling tired now, worn out, the mask. To be working all day long with a mask on, that is a real challenge. And I'm sure that your staff here, being led by the sort of expertise that you're offering, you and your wife and your senior management team, despite all of that, recognize the importance of keeping those standards up.
Well, my staff, and when this protocol came in place, it was actually a hard task because if you have to go in the stock room, if you have to run upstairs, if you have to serve a customer, you know that when you get the top, being not accustomed to masks, when you get the top, the stairs,
yes,
you're breathing heavy.
Right.
But however, we asking to slow down. Because everything now going slow. Slow down. Because don't care how you breathe or how maybe how tight your chest is, the protocol says that when you come from upstairs, you're now dealing with other people. So you still have to protect them. If you don't want to be protected, then have to be protected. So you still have to wear the mask. And after they get accustomed to that, what them do is to like, if you see how the ladies dress now, if you got on the top, you enforce a mask to suit the top to make it look interested.
Fashionable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
You look nice because they see a beautiful lady in yellow, a yellow top. When you look at her, she have on the mask, having a yellow matching.
Yes, matching. Really nice.
So it feel more easier and softer and important when they have what we call a flare to work towers. A woman have on a pair of tall heels, shoes look beautiful. I tell her, that looks so nice. I will take you right now.
Wow.
But the shoes burning her. She will burn her toes, but she look good. And she feel good.
One thing about you, you're very observant.
No.
Ladies are concerned.
I dealt with ladies all day. Mm-hmm. My life surrounded not around men. My life surround ladies. So I come up with all the ladies.
Good for you. Now, I want to take you back to that gallon of sanitizer and talk to me about the additional cost that this whole pandemic has put on every business house in this country in terms of the protocols.
Well, the protocols. Let me say, on mornings before I start to work, I actually could set my day for tomorrow. So I'm going to leave home for 7:30. I can't leave home for 7:30 no more. I got to leave home for 7 o'clock. 6:45 or 7 o'clock. Because the protocols call for time. So I got to come in early o'clock. I got to sanitize. I got to put sanitizing station in place. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure that they're working. I got to make sure that I don't fill of this hand sanitizer. I got to make sure that the temperature machine working at all the locations.
Yes.
And in order to do that, it called for time. Now we're going to start work for 8 o'clock. You'll find that your staff comes in at least 10 minutes to 8, and all of them will sanitize, and all of them will take the temperature, and then somebody, the guard, will be there to make sure that the temperature is in line with what the protocol saying. So it put a lot more strain on the management work team that you have to put out there. And some people come in, they look like they look easy, but it's not that easy.
Indeed.
Because the energy.
A lot of people will come at the beginning of a day and just assume, well, let me check my temperature.
And feel that's all.
I feel that's all.
No. Sometimes you hear that sometimes you find that the machine beep. And if the machine beep and is what we call an on-guardy beep, that customer got half to step back outside right. The same time.
Temperature too high.
Too high. Yeah. So obvious, we need you. Yes, we need the person, but at this stage, we really don't need you. So you go back outside, probably you cool down, and then you come back and try it again, and it work. Welcome.
Got to protect your staff. We're going to take a break here, Anthony. We're live at Eddie's in Spikestown, and there's lots more to share with you.
O'clock in the afternoon.
Right, you know we on a good vibe, so party run and we talk some more. Give me the girls one more time, say encore. Drinks all on the floor. What's first on the good vibe score? I feel like we'll go some more. My crew, they coming in first flight. Them say it have a vibe tonight. Outside it's like 30 degrees and see my drinks them cool to the freezing. Girls spending 90 degrees and must say the juice pleasing. Yes, indeed. Shot for me. Yes, we partying in succession. Bucket full or recession. I got what you need, and I'm bringing it with speed. Everybody say encore. The people want some more. We're not even jamming into next season. Say encore.
not set. Me ain't getting no sleep as yet. Start the planning down in the DM. What's the vibes? Tell me how you're feeling. Let me touch a boat right in the PM. Got to keep it moving, yes indeed. Take one more shot for me, me, me. Yes, we partying in succession. Bucket full or recession. I got what you need, and I bring him it with speed. Everybody say encore. The people want some more. We're not even jamming into next season. Say encore. The people want some more. We're not even jamming into next season. Put your hands up and we keep on jamming. Drinks up and we cheers again. Hands up and we keep on jamming. Drinks up and we cheers again. Hands up. Party round and we dance some more. Give me the girls one more time, say encore. Drinks all on the floor. Encore. The people want some more. We're not even jamming into next season. Say encore. The people want some more. We're not even jamming into next season. Put your hands up and we keep on jamming. Drinks up and we cheers again. Hands up and we keep on jamming. Drinks up and we cheers again.
Word rhymes beautifully with well some more, and here's more at 4 minutes after two from Eddie's in Spikestown.
Everybody is taking a very close look at these English potatoes here, and I'm also looking at the beautiful display of pigtail and saltfish. Melissa, talk to me about these clean looking English potatoes in different size bags.
As you can see, they're in tampon bags. We have some other smaller bags over the net side. These tampons are only $8.99. And as you can see, they are washed and they are very, very pretty. Mm-hmm. And they cook easily.
Different from what you may see in other places where the English potatoes may be a little dark and you have to take them home and scrub them. This is ideal.
Yes, but ours are already washed, so you don't have to go home and wash them.
You tell me the price of this tampon bag is what?
Only $8.99.
Only $8.99. So run quickly and get to Eddie's Supermarket here in Spikestown. And then salt meat.
Yes, you have your pigtail. You can get your saltfish. The pigtails are very lovely. You can get them cut. If they're whole, you can ask the butcher to cut them up for you, and he will cut them up for you.
And you know, as a pigtail man myself, when you come and you look at the display, one thing that you want to see with the pigtails is that they're pink.
Yes, they are.
And here they are, pink, beautiful as ever, different packs, of course. You can choose the ones that you want, and not a lot of fat, but nice and really, you know, just suited to be part of a big pot of soup. Or maybe if you're doing split peas and rice and you want to put one of the pigtails in the bottom.
Yes, and even if you want to get more than two pigtails, you can go to our window by the meat room and you could call for $20, $30, as much as you want in pigtails. And we will start it for you.
Wow, so here's the place to be when you're talking about pigtails, pretty and pink. When you're talking about saltfish, the very best, and then these lovely English potatoes that Melissa has been talking about. I'm noticing two onions. Let's come over here, Melissa, and tell them about what we have right ahead of us.
Well, the onions, you can have them in your 3-pound bag, 5-pound. Even if you want to get a whole bag of onions, you can also get a whole bag of onions. They are very lovely also.
and I noticed that you are not mentioning the red herring.
Yes, the red herring is, you can have it boneless or you can have it with the bones inside of it.
And of course, you know the wonderful fragrance, is that the right word, that it gives off? I know that you don't like...
The aroma.
You know, aroma, thank you. You know, the last time we were here, I don't think you were a red herring person.
Not really, you know, but when the scent hits you, you feel like you will eat it right away.
Right away with some cuckoo, lovely. We want to thank Melissa again. What else should we look at? We are looking at the onions, of course, and I'm noticing that over there now, you also have dog food, yeah. And you also have the collars to keep that dog under control. Talk to me about that.
Yes, you have your dog colors in different lengths. So even if you want it in red, pink, blue, yellow, fluorescent colors, we have it all.
All here. So come and look. Different sizes of dog food. You can purchase it here. And then you also have the meow mix.
Yes, and that is for the cats. So if you're not a dog lover and you have cats, we also have cat food for you.
Good. So we're going to take another break, Melissa. Thank you. And then when we come back, we have another very special guest who will talk to us about pests. Thanks a lot, my dear.
The scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your hand with me? Boys will come a dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got it better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes I am.
Otis Redding, song hard to handle, 10 after 2 o'clock. It's easy to handle in Spikestown. Ask Larry.
Yes, I'm with Gail Welch right now as we turn the focus now to Pest Digital. Yes, Pest Digital. And I'm going to hear from Gail first of all. What is Pace Digital?
Pace Digital, well, good afternoon, first of all, to our listeners. Larry, thank you so much. Pace Digital, we are a payments facilitator. In 2016, we transitioned from a store card, the Cave Shepherd store card, and we have about 33,000 store card holders. And we transitioned in 2016 to a Visa card. And I know you love your history, Larry. So
yes, for sure.
Talk a little bit of history. When we talk about 2016 and transitioning, we are the first non-financial institution to be able to issue a actual Visa card. So it's a very special strategic partnership that we are in with Visa International, and this is Cave Shepherd and Company Limited, our parent company, the owners now of the Pace Digital brand.
Very good. And the thing about it is, it almost fits nicely into this bad and horrible time that we're into, because a lot of people now are making the payments online. Talk to me about how Pace Digital can help people to protect themselves even more than before.
Well, Larry, excellent question. Pace Digital, we are into digital payments. And that is really the ability to buy or sell a product or a service without cash. So we are talking cashless payments. And we are talking about payments being done through a mobile device such as a smartphone or a tablet. That's where we are. And in 2016, you know, Larry, it was, sometimes we wondered, are they going to get it? Are we going to get it? Because, you know, we are sometimes, as Barbadians, we can be slow adapters when it comes to technology. But now we are seeing, putting in that work, now that we are, as you said, this horrible, horrible position with the pandemic. One of the things that the pandemic has shown or taught us is that digital payments really work. Online payments work, cashless payments work, contactless payments work. Not only are they easy, not only are they convenient, but the safety component, I mean, coming off of the press conference yesterday, when we are talking safety, we now need to look at digital payments even closer. And we are really pleased, Pace Digital, we are here to help with the education. Not hold your hand, but to show you how it is done, the ease in doing it, and to let you know that it can be done. I know some persons might be a little scared doing digital payments. Can you really trust it? And we are here to tell you, yes, you can. We have the security mechanisms in place. When we talk about security, we do have that in place in terms of having payment alerts. So whenever you are using, whether it is your app or even the Cave Shepherd, soon to be Pace Digital cards, you have that security there. You have your message alerts. You have your fraud tips. We have a fraud officer, Larry. If we are seeing suspicious activity, we will block the card and we will reach out to you.
Great.
And say to you, did you do such and such and such and such? And we are finding that our cardholders really appreciate that. And that is the length that we go when we talk about security.
We have not spoken as yet, unfortunately, and I must apologize, about where we can find you. Because as we talk right now, I'm sure there are persons who are listening and saying, well, I need to hear more. Where can we find you?
Well, we have our full service centers. We just opened our brand new spanking center at One Haggett Hall. Right there is big and bold in terms of our branding, Pace Digital. You can come in. You can find us online. We also have a location. Well, let's start with the locations. Let me go back to the locations. Haggett Hall, we still have our location in Bridgetown, duty free. Upstairs on the second floor, our full service station is there as well as at Haggett Hall. But for those who are digital and who are savvy on the computer and internet, you can go online to our website, pacedigital.com, and that is P-A-Y-C-E digital.com. You can complete your application form online. You can know within a matter of minutes if you are pre-approved for a Cave Shepherd Pace Digital card. The pre-approval checker is there. You just complete the short form, and in less than 10 minutes, you would know if you are pre-approved for one of our cards. That's how easy it is.
Wonderful. Now, I'm going to ask you about businesses. How can businesses really benefit? Like our friends here at Eddie's Training, for example, what do you offer them that is really unique and different?
Well, first of all, let me welcome Eddie's Trading to our family, Pace Digital Mobile Partner.
Wonderful.
Thank you. I'm working with Ms. Clark, and we are going to be rolling out some new initiatives very soon once we get everything lined up. Mm-hmm. But they're already a mobile partner. That means that you can use your mobile app here at Eddie's Trading to purchase your products and and your groceries and so on. So they have the facility here. You're going to be hearing much more with us and Eddie's Trading. I was just talking to Mr. Edwards, and we were talking about how he got started and the impact that he has made here in the north of the island. And it is so much, the story so aligned with Cape Shepherd and the way, you know, wanting to be, yes, do business, but making the business impact lives. Mm-hmm. And that is what is key for us, impacting lives. And for the small businesses, whether it's micro, small, or medium-sized businesses, we are saying to you, we have a digital solution for you. You can start to receive your payments via the Pace Digital mobile app. And we are excited about it. It's easy. Go to our website, pacedigital.com. Go over to the mobile app tab on the website and just complete. Scroll down, hit register. There's a short form that comes up and you can sign up there. And there are some documents we need, such as your incorporation documents, proof of address for the business or the director, and your ID for the director as well. And that is all. You just upload it, and we would aim to get you up and running within 48 hours.
All right. That's Gail from Pace. We're going to come back and talk to her some more. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back because there's so much more that we have going on here at Eddie's in Spikestown. We are urging you, if you're close by, come and join us and take a look at those bags of English potatoes, so clean and wonderful, the onions and the pigtails that are pink and beautiful. Oh, we're going to come back after this.
Yes, Larry. Well, it's now 19 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we have the commentators from the Garrison Savannah coming through. So we're going to check on what's been happening. We've just had race number 3, so let's nip in and hear more
flat
from the Garrison.
3:15, 1 and 5 in the afternoon's third race. To take you back to the results of the payments for race number 2, the exact of 7 and 4. That is Sensational and Shake the McNoble. Paid $30.90. $30.90. This trifecta of 7, 4, and 3 paid $1,169.05. $1,169.05. And there was no winner, so that's a carryover. The daily double of the winner of race number 1, Queen Justina 3, into the winner of race number 2, Sensational Horse number 7. Paid $83.75. $83.75 for the daily double. And if you had the superfecta, which I can tell you, sorry, no one had it, of race number 2, which ran 7-4-3. And we are still to ascertain that fourth horse. And it would have paid $1,048.40. $1,048.40. And they will give you the fourth horse for that event. We don't have the complete order of finishes yet. So once again, as I have been doing all day long thus far, I apologize. Up next is race number 4. And for race number 4, let me give you the starters, and then we will have a replay of the afternoon's third race. Race number 4 happens to be the Say Paris handicap. This race for 3 years and older horses, rated 65 to 47, is open to 3 years and older horses, rated 46 and below. The purse is some $16,500. Number one is Marie Oro, owned by Luther G. Miller III and his wife Susan Miller. Trained by Victor Cheeseman, ridden by Anthony Bishop, 121 pounds, beg your pardon. The equipment and nasal dilator. Number one, Marie Oro. Horse number three, What You Think, owned by Barry Bishop, trained by Naz Issa, ridden by Dylan Lopez, who will claim three from 127. 124 is the final weight, and the equipment to be used at tongue tie and cheek pieces. Number three, and a tongue tie and cheek pieces, that's What You Think. Over the page, horse number four, Maringo, races in the colors of Stephen Allen Madu, trained by Robert Pierce, ridden by Pavan Badri, 123 pounds, blinkers and a tongue tie, the equipment on him. Number five, Too Much Bling, the property of Legends of Racing, trained by Victor Cheeseman, in a nasal dilator. Tishon Hazelwood will claim seven, 119 pounds is the weight on Too Much Bling. Ollivander is the second runner here for trainer Victor Cheeseman. This is the property of Marina Corbin, Stephen Walcott, and Richard Edgell, trained by Victor Cheeseman, as I said earlier. Half reward is on board, 120 pounds, the equipment, a tongue tie, and a nasal dilator. Rashid Hughes, the successful jockey of race number three aboard Caribbean Dreaming. He now rides horse number seven, Undisputed, for Fearsome Foursome. And Andrew Nunez is your trainer, 122 pounds is the weight. Horse number eight, Conflict of Interest, 119 pounds with Anderson Trotman up. Richard Dean is your trainer. And this one is the property of Mr. RJ. Nasty Critter is horse number nine, the property of the Jet Setters. Robert Pierce is your trainer. Jarrell Beckles is up for his first ride this afternoon. He will claim three from 123 and go to post at 120 pounds. And this six-year-old Bay Gellin, seeking his first victory in Barbados, will race with blinkers and a tongue tie. Siroc is horse number 10, the property of Yellow Star Racing. Trained by Victor Cheeseman. Three in here for Cheeseman thus far. The equipment, tongue tie and a nasal dilator as usual. As a matter of fact, the nasal dilator comes back on. 123 minus 5. Lester Edwards will go to post at 118 pounds. Horse number 11, Hope for Serendipity, does not go this afternoon. Horse number 12, War Music, goes here with young Deshaun Gaskin. 112 pounds, having claimed 7 from 119. The equipment to be used will be blinkers. And this one is owned by J by 2, trained by Kenny John. Horse number 12, War Music, fitted with blinkers. Sing Sing runs in the colors of Nicholas Moutet, trained by Robert Pierce, ridden by Enrico Pascal, who will claim 5 from 128. We're looking at 123. And this five-year-old chestnut gelding, who's lost form badly, will race with blinkers on. And on the outside, Red Heat races for Harriet Brathwaite. Good afternoon to her. I'm sure she's watching the stream home. And this three-year-old chestnut filly is ridden by Eric Daniel, as usual, who will claim 5 from 121, 116 pounds. The equipment, blinkers and a tongue tie on Red Heat. I also say good afternoon to Serena.
And good afternoon to you at the Garrison Savannah. We'll be back with you as the afternoon continues. Let me give very quickly the winner of race number 3 was Caribbean Dreaming. And coming in second was Take It Easy. And third horse was Golden Touch. Now more from Eddie's in Spikestown, Larry Mayers with the time, 2:35 in the afternoon.
And Anthony is with me. You know, we like to talk with the big boys and to get all the information straight from the horse's mouth. Right. You know, we were talking a moment ago about the power of radio, because as we talk now, people are obviously going to come and check out those English potatoes and your pigtail, but they're also going to check out pests too.
Yeah, the power of radio are powerful. And you would find that we would be staying out here speaking on the radio. But don't forget, Larry, the whole of Barbados is tuning in. And other places are listening in to you as well. So the power of radio is powerful. So that's why I always gravitate to radio. Phones, yes, phones are powerful. But you will notice that where the phones is concerned, that came in recently. Mm-hmm. So the more younger people coming from like age 5 down to like 15, 16, then it's radio. Above there, as you start to build your family, you got to listen to radio. You got to get in there. Because you need to know what is going on out there with you, the family, where you will shop, where you can gravitate yourself to be comfortable, and protocols. That's another thing that is important for radios. And I find that when people, if people lost the way, even in this pandemic, how to operate radio, can't, once they listen to the radio, it could divert them. Yes, don't make no sense leaving home unless you have a mask. Doesn't make no sense getting on a bus without a mask. It doesn't make no sense going to a supermarket, door or premises without a mask. It's control you. So when I see some people to me or arguing, you know, about the pandemic and what they should do, injection, whether they take it or not. I mean, it amazed me because it ain't nothing new. Even I have a bump on my arm now that I get from the time I was, I think it was from the time I met school, I think yeah. 3 years or 4 years.
Yeah, we.
Yeah. So it ain't nothing new.
People like us who come from that era will have been exposed to it. But the concern that a lot of people have, Mr. Edwards, is has it come too quickly? Are we sure that there will be no backlashes?
But Larry, this is a joke. I don't worry about that. Because if you see how some people get on already, injection or not, injection, you're one of the if the berserk. So I believe they get it a lot better.
Oh, my gracious.
I believe so. Sometimes you get an injection, there's a particular injection at school that you used to get in here, and we call it in your muscles here. So it's a swell a little, and you rub it. And they would tell you that's for measles or that's for this and that and for that. So I don't see, and we, at the time, we wasn't as educated and knowledgeable as here now. And now everybody now telling you what you're supposed to do and what the injection does and what it don't do. And when it first started, I know none. Where did I get information from?
This takes me to another issue now about employers like yourself interacting with the staff, the employees, as to whether or not, or how are we going to work together to make Eddie's a safer place?
Well, first, I just tell myself first. I can serve you, did the best of my ability. I just tell myself first. We have to come to make the staff understand that this is the staff in order to get me safe. You gotta go and get safe. So actually, I'm more sure if any of my staff out is maybe only two, and I got about 40 something.
Wow.
But there may be only two that out. And shortly, I don't think that I will have to tell them because they can hear the overseas news telling you shortly that you can't come around no place unless you're being vaccinated. So you gotta wait now for what we call the protocol out here. Well, everybody says mama mayor to tell you. So you ain't thinking? You gotta be thinking, Larry.
Wow,
if out there is so big and we are so small, we can listen to hear what's going on and work to suit to save ourselves.
Good, and you promise you're going to take me over by the wholesale in a moment.
Yeah, that's where the liquor is.
That's where the liquor is.
Yeah, that's where the liquor
is. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. I like that. Let me go back to Gail, though, because we are talking together about Eddie's supermarket, Eddie's trading, and we are also talking about Pace Digital. Mm-hmm. And together, they have formed a very powerful union, both of them. Pace and Eddie's, but there are persons as we talk here who came in the supermarket. Those are the people who are holding the old time Kev Shepherd card.
Yes, so right now you would still have your Kev Shepherd Visa card,
right.
Once that has expired and we are ready for renewal, you will get your new Pace Digital card.
Right.
And I know persons are like, can we lose our old card so we can get the new card? Because they saw the yeah. colors and they saw the pictures. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, when am I going to get my new card? Just hold tight. You will soon get your new card.
But it's really interesting that you guys started, well, it was 2016?
Yes, please.
And ever since then, you seem to have grown incrementally. What have been some of the major challenges leading up to now?
Well, I also have my director of operations here, Miss Carrie Mapp. And I'm going to answer the question, boss, but I just wanted to introduce you since you're here.
How are you doing, Carrie?
I'm very good, thank you. And thank you so much for having us today. We're super excited about our launch of our new brand, about sharing with the cardholders, about being here at the Ellie Store supermarket today. So we're super excited. Lots to share, lots of giveaways. The PS Mobile is out as well on the road. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to snap a photo and tag us on our IG pages. And we have a whole bunch of activities coming up for this week. So just looking out for that.
Good. Definitely. Good. Now we know.
Now we know. So the question, what were some of the challenges? Mm-hmm. One we would have alluded to earlier, and that is the adoption of technology by some of our persons. We are realizing that that is easing and weaning a bit, and they are understanding the importance, especially in the pandemic. We don't like the pandemic, but if it is one thing that has validated digital payments and contactless payments, is this pandemic that we are living through right now, because we are seeing that it is working and persons are beginning to feel a little more comfortable using the technology. And we are here to continue the education, continue talking to you about digital payments and the benefits they are to you in terms of technology and getting you a little more comfortable. There is the ease of using our mobile app, and then there's the convenience of now being able to do some major tasks that you used to go and do and stand in lines for a long period of time. Now you can do that at your leisure. You choose when, you control your time, you control when you want to make those payments, and you can pay your utility bills from the comfort of your home. Even if you are traveling and you're overseas, once you have internet access, you can make those payments. Things like the land tax. Oh my goodness. Last year, when we did our land tax payments and we introduced that you can now pay your land tax through the mobile app, persons was like, and this was before COVID was really at the height that they were is at right now. Persons were like, really? I don't have to stand in those long, remember those long lines that used to snake around the building even before COVID? Now we are saying to you, you don't have to do that. We have continuously enhanced the product, enhanced the service, so that we can be of a benefit to all of our cardholders, because we really appreciate them.
That's wonderful, because you will recall that in the early days of the pandemic here, there was a call for persons, both young and old, to embrace the new technology. There's still some, both young and old, who are challenged, and you get a sense that a company like yours can help to bring people along, not feeling overwhelmed by all that is happening, but with the help of ladies like yourself, be moved towards the right thing to do now.
Well, you know, Larry, I am so glad that you've made that point. And one of the things that we will be doing, we have started even in our IG lives. We are live on IG right now on our Facebook, on our IG page, Pace Digital handle. Just come on in. One of the things we've been doing is to reach out directly to our cardholders to educate them. And that is critical, because as I was talking to Mr. Edwards a few moments ago, there are some persons who might be challenged one way or the other. And once you can come alongside of them and say to them, this is what you have to do. Let me help you with this. And in saying that, I must shout out our customer service team, who does a fantastic job, especially our call center. In May last year, we fielded over 18,000 calls in 1 month.
Great.
To help our cardholders get through this pandemic, because at that stage, we did not know what was happening. They were very uncertain. Persons were losing their jobs. And the pain of being able to say, I cannot make that payment. And at our team, fantastic team, we have one of the best teams ever. Because we go above and beyond to reach our cardholders, because it's important at this time. They need to know that people, they're dealing with people. They're not dealing with machines. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with people. Mm-hmm. And I'm so pleased to say that we still have that personal touch.
Wonderful. We are in Spikestown at Eddie Supermarket. And we are also talking with the friends from Pace Digital. When we come back, we will be in the wholesale department.
Between now and then, here's Joan Isles.
If you see a brother in distress,
some good advice.
Seeking peace of mind or happiness,
lend a helping hand.
Don't you even dare pass him by, or the blessed Lord, he'll ask you the reason why. Like a good Samaritan, take a look and see. Don't pass on the other side, no matter who it may be. Samaritan, take a look and see. Don't pass on the other side, no matter who it may be. Always help your brother traveling through this land. Be always ready and willing to lend a helping hand. Hungry, naked, thirsty he may be.
Help your brother, help your sister. And brother, sister, fans of racing, let me tell you again, race number 3, the winner, Caribbean Dreaming, coming in at number 2, coming in second, was Take It Easy. Third horse in was Golden Touch. Fourth was Intuition. And that is the situation. That's what we have. Race number 4 has not yet been run. And we're going to keep you up to date on the racing from the Garrison Savannah as we continue through the afternoon. Later on, we have also the running of the special race, the 71st Barbados Guineas. But right now, at 2:39, more from Spikestown.
And Melissa is with me again, my trusted friend and confidant here. Now, we have not highlighted Melissa as much as we should. The fact that today, when you shop and you spend $400 here at Eddie's, there is something special for you.
Yes, you get a free bottle of non-alcoholic wine, and you also get a free...
I know, what people call a stick.
Yes.
With some of the new music?
Yes, with some music on it.
From Radar Crew?
Yes, please.
Right. So, and Radar has promised me that he's really got some very, very beautiful Belgian music.
Yes, he does.
People like Richard Stone and those.
Yes, he does. And he has some very wonderful oldies also.
Yes, I know that. Now, we are in the area here where if you want to get your creams, if you want to get your batteries, take me through it. And clearly, this is an area that a lot of people are very, very attractive to.
Yes, well, we call this area the cosmetic area, mm-hmm. where you can get your straightener kits if you want to straighten your hair. You have your shampoo, you have your dyes, you have your Vaseline, your oils, your greases for your hair. You can get your hair gel. You can get your deodorant, your sprays, your perfume, creams. And also, if you have a lot of hair in your legs and you want to use some hair remover cream, we have that also.
For both male and female?
Yes, please.
And I'm noticing here as well that you've got an area where people can be encouraged to start preparing, if they haven't done it yet, for the hurricane season.
Yes, we have our searchlights. We have some that also come with batteries in them. We have your camping lights, and we have the...
all the batteries you need here.
Yes, and the energy-saving ones also.
Good. So just come to Eddie's and make sure that you get everything you need for the hurricane season, because preparation is the most important thing. Then for those persons who may have a little bit of a headache, then you have everything else that you need here in terms of painkillers.
Yes, you have your Advil, you have your Tylenol, you have your Panadol, you have the Panadol for sinus, you have the women Panadol, you have the multi-symptom, both drowsy and non-drowsy, and the Ultra also.
Good, so everything you need, Seven Seas cod liver oil, you can get that here as well. Your vitamin C.
Yes, you have the vitamin C's, the seven seed oil, you have the lemon sec, you have your Teraflu, and your Andrews also.
Good, and if you're a tennis player, you got tennis balls. And if some people like to play tape ball cricket, well, they can tape those balls and you'll be on your way. So here at Eddie's in Spikestown, we want to just go across the road and talk to the friends in the wholesale department. I think we're going to be led here in this regard by boss man himself. So let's take a break and just cross the street and then come right back.
Oh, honey.
The Opel sang Bring It On Home to Me. Larry continues to make himself at home in Spike's Stand.
Yes, we are now in the wholesale department. And I want to keep close to me again, Mr. Anthony Edwards, because I want to ask the question, how do you improve on almost what is the best? And I'm asking you that from the point of view that you, I don't want to use the word control tongue, but you have a fair influence on people's views in terms of what they want, in terms of excellence, in terms of quality of product. Can we get better than that here at Eddie's?
Yeah, we can get better at Eddie's. Eddie's motto is service you can rely on. And the best is at Eddie's. Eddie's doesn't stop thinking. Eddie's doesn't stop doing. Right now we in the wholesale department. And this department designed for people who, what we call the small entrepreneurs, who have vans or who selling from the house. And during this pandemic, you will notice that as the young lady tell you earlier, that this bring a lot of us, bring out a lot of digital payments out of it. So everybody now, you notice, have a little small something happening at home. So this is the place to come. We sell you at reduced prices. Sometimes whatever we could do to get a whole case or half case, we break it down for you. So you may have small monies. So then if you have small monies and still buying four things, we could divide that into 12 different things for your little small shop. So we sell like beers, malts, plus a Heineken beer. We sell whole bags of potatoes, whole bags of onions. We sell macaroni, all type of pastas. Anything that you want to make your small shop right, we sell that for you. So we sell in small portions. If you look on the eastern side, you will see we have the drink, what we call the drink center. So normally, every customer always want a six-pack, a Coke or a Sprite or whatever. They want a whole cases. We provide that this side. So you could get most of anything when you come at Eddie's. Eddie's is a service that you can rely on. So if you come and I don't have it, I can get it.
Beautiful.
When I get it, I can deliver it. And we always encourage these small shop owners to be in proactive. If they wanted items, call us early in the morning. And Rochelle can provide the transportation. Because when you see 12 o'clock, then that van started, the two vans, they start to dispatch to the customer before it get too late in the afternoon.
So we can do it. Now, Rochelle, how are you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
Now, I want you to tell those persons who are interested in maybe getting involved in a small business, what will be the process when they deal with Eddie's trading in terms of what they need. Everybody may not be sure what they need. They won't open a little small little thing in the village. Help us to understand how it works.
Well, basically, you could call. We just order a wide variety of things, drinks, things, stuff. We got the pastas, rice. We got peas, mellow cream. So basically what they will do, they will call. They will just tell me what it is that they want. If, say, they want three tunas, they're able to get three tunas at a discount price. Anything over three, you will get a discount price. And then basically, when everything is tallied, I will call back, give them the amount. So when the van get there, then we'll just give everything to the van. The groceries will come to them, and then they will just pay the money and stuff.
And you will deliver?
Yes, and we will deliver free.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now when you look on a regular basis here in the wholesale department, what are some of the most popular things that people come for?
The drink stuff in terms of the Banks Bears, because we got Banks Bears now at $44.90. So in terms of the Banks Bears, the Guinness, the Deputy, the soft drinks, we have six packs, $10.75. Okay. A case is $42.95. The Bustles at $23.75, that's a fast mover, along with the small fruities at 95 cents. We also have the Vanilla Milk 2 for $11.01 at $5.75. Lucozade is also a fast seller at $1.99. And then we have basically the Chalena's wine at $16.99. That's a fast seller as well.
Good. Well, I can just encourage everybody, whether or not you're interested in setting up a small business, or if you just want to hold a small event maybe, come here and join Rochelle and the team. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
So, this is where it happens. We haven't spoken yet about a fella who will want to hold a little fair after the pandemic goes away. All the drinks he wants right here, from wine to iodine.
Well, what I encouraging a lot of the customers who shops in the wholesale, if you notice that this pandemic actually for the last 2 years shut down everything. So when we open back up, like if we like now learning the trade, learning to sell, because you will notice even at your establishment, the way you have now to do your broadcast, you notice that it wasn't. Really, you didn't start it like that. This isn't the norm.
Right.
So don't sit and hesitate and wait till you get older to say, well, I am going to open a small business. You gotta make it now. Because if I had the experience when I was young, like I had it now. When you got your youth. So David Seale tell me when I was complaining for the banks. Like at that time it was National Bank and Barclays Bank and so on. He said, me, don't worry about the bank. You have youth. And I really didn't understand what he was saying. But now I understand. So now I'm ready to go any bank now. The bank tell me I'm too old. I can still get any bank easy. But to do the barn, I'm too old. So I have to have all of my asset up front there, all of my paperwork. Whereas if I was a lot younger, I could walk in the bank with paperwork and not asset.
Wow.
So now is the time. If a young man or woman, young lady, want a home, it may look hard and real difficult that I don't have that money of maybe $200,000 to buy this home. But you notice that you will live around here for a long time and you won't get that money. You got to start somewhere. So you start with small monies, accumulating all your little funds together, and start somewhere, because it can take time, and you have now to work with time and not with cash, because you don't have the cash.
The wisdom of Anthony Edwards here in Spikestown at Eddie's. We're going to take another break, and then we come back and talk some more to our friends who are gathered here with us in the north of this country, where we are enjoying a very hot and sunny day. But believe me, it's great to be here.